I'd like to welcome everybody to the April 22nd Select Board meeting, and would you all join me in my pledge allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Russ.
So.
Boyd.
Brian. Thank you. Okay, we have some minutes to approve. Non-public for, and public for April 8th.
I move to accept the April 8th public minutes as presented.
Second that.
All in favor?
Boyd.
Russ.
Two.
Brian.
I don't see any non-public.
Yeah.
Oh, did you not get one?
I didn't see it. I didn't get them either.
No?
Well, let me look.
I don't know.
Might be in a different place.
Underneath your public one, right?
Yeah.
No. But let me look and see. It might be behind you. It was here.
Non-public session.
This is all FEMA.
Non-public, here.
Does one of you have more than one?
No, this is just.
I don't know. That's developed public.
Motion to non-public session. Okay.
No, look at the back.
Yeah, it's two-sided.
Oh, okay. Pardon me.
I can look on with him. It's not a big deal.
It's right here.
It's on the back side.
Oh.
Flip the paper over.
I thought that was the thing that we always had in the front of our folder.
No, that's not the.
You have like the.
It's on the back side. There it is.
Okay.
Skeleton or whatever.
More motion, Mr. Chairman?
Please.
I move the minutes from the non-public meeting of April 8th be accepted as presented.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian. Very good. Okay. Adopting the hazardous mitigation plan update.
Bob is here for that.
Hey, there he is. How are you, Bob?
How you doing? Where did you sneak in?
While your head was down.
Asleep?
While you were reading.
All right. You're on.
All right. So, about a year ago, we worked on the all hazard mitigation plan update, which is required every 5 years, and it's taken about a year, and we finally got a conditional approval. Andrea actually has a copy of the signatory page.
Yeah, and I put the checklist just to show what we worked on. I didn't give them the whole one because I think you said, is that the one you like to just leave in the office and not make public?
Yes, there will be a copy that's a public copy available for public can read, and the regular one will be available for the emergency people who have to actually use it.
Yeah.
So we have the conditional approval from FEMA and the state of New Hampshire. The condition is we have to, it has to be accepted by the Board of Selectmen, and we have to have it in the meeting minutes. And then I will forward it, all the necessary information back up to the channels, and we should be all good. Happy.
So Bob, what kind of hazards are we talking about here?
The all hazard plan pretty much addresses.
All hazards.
Literally everything.
Literally.
Possibly had, yeah. It could be natural.
The name kind of gives it away.
And then they changed this, that's one of the changes, so. But basically, it addresses how we would respond and what our capabilities are and which agencies we would then reach out to, if there was anything from a major snowstorm, cyber attack, terrorism attack, but basically anything, flooding, mm-hmm. which, back in 2007, I think it was a Mother's Day flood or something like that. So, and to have these plans available makes us eligible for FEMA funds in the event of a disaster declaration. Generally, the bigger stuff, but it actually does also address the day-to-day stuff that, somebody's taking care of it.
And so the plan makes.
Who's responsible for it.
So the plan makes provisions of where people go for shelter.
It addresses,
what they do for water.
It addresses our sheltering and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
What about a school? Is that something handled different? Terrorist, lack of words.
What it does is it addresses the hazards within the town. The school would be one of them.
Okay.
As an example, in the event that there was a active threat type of a situation, who's responsible for it?
Okay.
Again, it makes a general address as to make sure everything is that Everything is covered on a daily basis by whichever agency is most responsible, identifying who the head of each particular is. Charts about who's the primary responsibility and secondary responsibility in anything from a brush fire to a school incident to whatever the natural disaster
so
is.
So you covered the school, and the school didn't do their own type of thing.
The school typically has a emergency response plan, much like we do, specifically for the school, but the school is included in the all-hazard plan,
okay.
And actually, Becky?
Yeah.
Not Becky Sarah.
Becky Wayne.
Becky Wayne. She was actually in on all of our meetings.
Oh, all right. No,
so, we always get the input. The local emergency planning committee is comprised of myself, fire department, police department, member of the board of selectmen, the school, road agent. Obviously, you know, Andrea was there for all the meetings, and also someone who is a member of the public, and that we actually, I coerced.
I was going to say, who did you get to do that?
Well, I got Matt Chalbeck, because he actually brings not only the citizen perspective, he brings information about the electrical
and,
power and all that kind of stuff that, you know, sometimes you might have to hunt down for.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, it's there's about seven or eight people.
Yeah.
Do you post this plan on the website so the residents
legally
know?
You cannot.
So
the full plan is a protected federal document. Or
okay.
It's protected by federal
so
law.
So who benefits from it?
The emergency responders and agencies that have to work together. They
yeah, you don't
have,
want
they all
the
have a copy
naughty
of
people to know
now,
all
there
about
is,
it.
There is a public accessible copy, but it's very, very vague and very...
Yeah.
And that's we've always had probably still on the shelf.
So if we had a natural disaster, we couldn't tell the people in Candia what they're expected of them?
You can once that happens. What
once
they can't have is they can't have... Well, there's not so much
plan.
People in... Candia, it's the people who shouldn't have the information so that they
naughty
could.
People,
the Al Qaeda,
yeah.
Obviously, anytime there's a plan, there's going to be a weakness in it. You don't want somebody to exploit that weakness. So as long as and it's you know.
So who does the plan benefit if not the residents of this town?
It does. It benefits.
It benefits everybody.
It benefits everybody.
So it'll be a rough. They don't need to know all of this.
They just need to, you know, this. If our
FEMA,
page is 100.
In case of emergency, call.
Yeah, do this, sir.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and especially in that plan is also everybody's phone number and contact information.
Right.
So it's kind of like a calling tree.
Right.
You don't want junkie public having all that information.
Right. So, but the fire and the police departments will all be privy to this.
They all have a copy of it. Yep.
Sorry.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Most of the people who call the police and fire or what.
And
like
in
that.
The event that one of a position needs to be filled, you know, like the chain of command or something, and you are available to fill that, you would get the copy that everybody would use, and in there would be a description of what we expect from you and how you would be able to interact with
them. Okay.
Do you need a
I just brought it because my towel's cold.
Brian, do you need a motion to accept this?
Yes.
We do.
I'll make a motion to accept the plan is printed, or whatever you want to call it.
Dated 125/23.
Mitigation.
Mitigation plan.
The local mitigation plan.
Yep.
You a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, Patrick, second. All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
A lot of work.
Brian.
Thank you very much.
And again, Bob, thank you for all your efforts.
The woman that we have contracted to for this one plus other. Almost since I've been doing this since Brian's community. She's absolutely wonderful. And she knows her stuff. She's got a great background.
Oh, good.
And that's Jane Hubbard.
Yeah.
And Hubbard.
Working with her for years.
Yeah, and you've worked with her too as well.
Yeah. Good.
Oh,
any other questions?
Thank you very much. So.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks.
Okay.
Go home and plant the garden.
Too early, yeah.
I'm still getting
peas. Radishes are in.
No, the peas are out in.
Peas.
Oh, the peas you can put them in. Just kick the snow out of them.
Yeah.
I already ordered my trees. So.
Did you?
I just took down a mountain of my arborvitae from that storm.
Well, these are going up to Maine.
You gave up on them, Brian?
No, they broke in the storm. Pulled them out, broke them.
No, it hasn't.
So, yeah, I can explain this one to Brian.
What do you do, burn them?
Yeah, because it's a scenic road.
Yeah, it's a scenic road, that's why I'm bringing it. I typically don't bring this. This is like a housekeeping thing, yeah. It is, and if the board approves, like, decides tonight, he can go as easy as the planning board. That's what I'm hoping.
Those were finely, blockish things.
Well, they look pretty sparse now.
Have Severino get you some. They can get stinking.
Oh, I'm not gonna live long enough to see them grow 40 by feet.
Well, no, they can get you a 45-foot tree.
Yeah, no.
You don't wanna pay for that.
Exactly. Plus, they haven't put them in now.
Yeah, exactly.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so this is the pole license, located license. These typically just go right to the sign folder. This is on a scenic road. The Martells had built a house over there, and they're just putting in three new poles. So that's the reason I brought it. He was gonna come here if he had any questions, but it's just really putting poles up because it's a new house. But they do need to have a public hearing with the planning board because trees also have to be cut. So I figured if we could get this signed tonight, then he can go to the planning board and do his public hearing and all that fun stuff.
Sounds good. Do you want a motion then to approve it?
You guys just usually just sign it in the office. We put them in the sign folder because Donna Hetzel will get them. Usually they land in her office, so.
Are you signing it right now, Brian?
I am.
We'll sign one.
I am signing it right now.
Yeah, they only gave me three lines, so whichever.
Do you want a motion from the board to authorize it?
You don't have to.
No, because it'll go through the planning board anyways.
Yeah, but this, he does wanna get on the planning board agenda as soon as he can, so, because.
This'll be like information that he can use at the planning board.
Yep.
Finally brought one in. Well, I should've let Patrick sign this. Well, it's too late.
My signature works, yes.
Unless he wants to be Susan something.
These are equal opportunity signatures.
There it is.
Sorry, Russ.
Yeah. But you're not responsible for it either.
I didn't sign that.
Yeah, really. I'll see my name there.
All right, did anybody have any other business? Did you?
No.
I just wanted to publicly thank the road agent for doing Donovan Road. There are a lot of very happy people. He graded it and.
Good.
He's not here to hear it, but I'll wait till next.
Scouts did some roadside cleanup Saturday for Earth Day.
Oh, that's what I was gonna ask you.
We did Patton Hill from Main Street to the highway.
Wow.
And we did Brown Road from Old Candia to the rail trail.
Who's that?
Wow.
And we got enough trash to fill the back of my truck.
I'll bet.
I believe it.
Are they blue bags?
There's blue bags.
We pulled a paint sprayer out of the swamp on Brown.
Recycling center, and I think there's some probably in here.
Like a commercial paint sprayer.
Is it any good?
I should've brought it over to you.
Yeah, I fixed it.
Stick it in the oven and dry it out.
It didn't work.
So there are blue bags.
There's blue bags.
Yes. I think that was in the hall.
There's some out here and there's some at recycling center.
There, I think.
They're there.
Anybody got anything else?
We definitely have lots of them.
Old business or other business? No?
No. Move to adjourn?
Move to adjourn?
I'll second that.
Patrick, second. All in favor?
Sue.
Brian?
Holy moly.
Thank you.
I know.